Currently, we have 57 degrees now in Lynchburg, 54 in Amherst, 54 in Bedford, 55 in Roanoke and Salem, 59 in Danville, so they've dropped back a little bit.
Yeah.
They were at like 61 earlier.
Yeah.
Today.
My in-laws, I mean, they're my remaining parents, my mother-in-law and father-in-law.
Right.
I call them mom and dad, and they're heading back to a warmer climate, heading back to Florida today. So safe travels. I forgot to sync up my mom's phone with their radio. Dang.
Oops.
I guess they're listening to us via the phone. Now, if they had one of those little speakers like you have,
mm-hmm.
Oh, they'd light the whole cab up. But Janet's got this. We talked about it in the first hour. It's Aztec
Lansing
yeah. speaker. It's 1 inch thick, about the size of a pack and a half of cigarettes, and it puts out unbelievable sound. And it's got a 6 hour battery life, according to the ad. I found it for $19.99
yeah.
on Amazon. I'm going to get one. I'm going to get a red one. She's got a
teal one.
Yes.
Because it matches my, and it's waterproof.
Yeah. Do you know the difference between the red and the teal one to buy a black one? It's $10 more.
To get a black one?
The same radio. It's $10
usually,
more. Or the same speaker.
Usually they make you pay more
black
if you want a color.
Black is the standard color, right.
Right.
You'd pay more for the colored one.
Because I wanted the teal one.
Right.
So I didn't even look at the other colors.
Yeah.
No, I did not realize that.
Yeah. We can highly recommend it.
Yeah, it's very good.
It carries major, major sound.
And we're a little picky.
Yeah, we're a little bit.
When it comes to sound.
Because.
For sure.
Music, I think we all. I mean, I'll listen to it on the phone.
Eh,
if I really got to hear a song, I will. But I, you know, we got a couple different Bluetooths. And they do a decent job.
Well, I do too. And ones that I paid a lot more money.
For than this one, right?
Than I did this one.
Mm-hmm.
And
this one's water. Is it waterproof?
Yeah.
Or it'll float in the water at least, right?
It's water. I think it's water. I got it to take on the kayak.
Right.
And it even matches my kayak.
Right.
But I find myself using it all the time. I mean, I think we've used it every time you guys have been over.
Yeah.
I'll use it because it's so small. So.
And then your cousin, Debbie, she wanted to sport her new, you know, radio. She got a new speaker when we all got together.
Yeah.
She got my new Bluetooth. She was all excited about it. It's a different one. And it sounded good, too. It's amazing what the sound that can come out of these little guys.
Well, I didn't expect what I got out of that speaker, but that's one of those situations where I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
That doesn't always happen, does it?
No.
If, you know, humans, we talk about this all the time. You don't put your trust in humans, your faith
right.
in humans. They'll fail you. They'll never fail to disappoint you.
True.
And we've seen some stories come out of COVID that were encouraging humanity-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have stories like this one.
Oh.
Out of Dublin, Georgia, where federal prosecutors say a Georgia man used a pandemic relief loan to buy a $57,000 Pokemon card. Now, I personally know some people who took advantage of maybe not COVID loans, but they took advantage of not paying loans. They said they were impacted by COVID, even if they weren't, which I even thought that was wrong. But this takes it to a whole new level.
So he got a COVID loan and he bought a $57,000 Pokemon card. I didn't even know you could spend that
he
much.
Did. It gets even better.
Oh, okay.
So he's been charged with lying on an application for a pandemic economic relief loan.
Right.
About the number of people his business employed and the company's gross revenue.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, we're going to be seeing a lot of this.
I agree.
I mean, people think they get free money and that they're getting things over. And a lot of people did get over on. But now it's all coming back on them.
Mm-hmm.
So the court filing said he received $85,000 in August of last year.
Wow.
And instead of using the money where he was supposed to, he bought a $57,789 Pokemon card.
What do you even do with that?
The Telegraph reports that defense lawyers issued a statement declining to talk about the case.
Right.
Rare Pokemon cards can sell for thousands of dollars, clearly. Collectors have been bidding up prices of trading cards, video games, and other mementos. Dublin is located about 130 miles out of Atlanta.
Wow. Well, can I tell you where
Pokemon card.
Where you can go somewhere to find stuff that's just amazing price-wise? That's our Insane Radio Deals.
Yeah.
We've got, if you're looking at Christmas, and we should be, we've been giving you the stories about supply chains and so on and so forth. Virginia Dare Cruises and Marina, a two-hour sightseeing, normally $40, $20, half price. The one-night stay at the Virginia Dare Cruises Airbnb in Smith Mountain, normally $200, $100.
Mm-hmm.
Go to insaneradiodeals.com. You'll find all kinds of stuff. Gary's Garden Center, Travel Lovers, Runabout Sports, T4 Tactics, which talked to Marco this weekend at your chili cook-off event, Janet. And he said, hey, I need to get with you guys. We're going to be doing something exciting. And that could affect the T4 Tactics, you know, thing on Insane Radio Deals.
So, okay.
So, but right now, as it stands, the pepper spray workshop,
yeah,
$18, normally $45.
And that's something that I don't want to, you know, say just women, but mm-hmm. women traditionally use pepper spray more.
Right.
But you want to make sure that you're empowered to know how to use that properly.
Yes.
And even what kind to get. And during this workshop, he even has the ones that just have water in them mm-hmm. that you can practice with,
right.
which is important. And then the concealed carry permit class, I mean, that's probably arguably his most popular
yeah.
class. 2 hours of classroom, 1 hour at the range, and then your certificate will allow you to apply for your concealed permit in Virginia,
mm-hmm.
and you're all good to go.
Yeah.
So
Chrome Auto is another one.
Mm-hmm.
$70 for a $100 gift card. You can use it for any kind of repair towards your inspection, whatever. $25 gift certificates for Ocean Organics. Any Day Outfitters, half price, $25 for a $50 card. You could get these for Christmas and double your money. Sequest, too many to mention here, but I will mention the individual VIP interaction bundles, normally $400, half price. And then all kinds of other things, interactive things with the stingrays, which, you know, you let me know how that worked. I'm not getting into water with a stingray. But anyway, you could do it. You don't have to go to Orlando. You can go right to River Ridge Mall to do these things. And then finally, Trio Brick Oven Eatery, $37.50 for a $50 gift card. We heard from Ruth Ann a couple of weeks ago. She took her friend. She bought one of the cards and took her friend over to Trio and just had a lovely time. Check it all out. InsaneRadioDeals.com, as Janet and I mentioned even last week, that give it a little bit of time to get to you because the mail is running a little bit slow. If you order it today, you might get it by the end
because
of the week.
Because you know who's in charge of that.
Yeah, we can't.
It's not us.
Yeah, we don't affect that. So, but anyways, thanks to all of you that have done this because you do help the radio station and you help us here on the Morning Jam.
And so. You help your bank account.
Yes, exactly.
Money.
Exactly.
Well, we've been talking a lot about shortages and mm-hmm. businesses.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've had some businesses close down that have been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Crown Sterling just lost them.
Yeah.
They served
Saturday
up their last meals mm-hmm. over the weekend. Well, it's not just local businesses that are hurting, apparently. Michigan State University has made an urgent plea to staff volunteers in campus dining halls. They're reaching out to the professors.
For?
To work in the dining hall.
Oh, you're kidding.
I am not.
Oh, my gosh.
They have already asked 132 full-time employees to work 8 hours a week.
Okay.
And apparently that's not enough.
Wow.
Faculty and staff from around campus are asked to sign up to assist in the dining halls.
Mm-hmm.
We have specific needs during evenings and weekends, a senior vice president said in an email to the deans.
Wow.
Yeah. And you think that's bad, professors? Wait till college is free.
Right. Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gore provided a link to a criminal background check and tips on how to prepare for their first shift.
Mm-hmm.
Director of Undergraduate Studies at MSU's math department said the request was astounding.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, quote, I'm all about supporting the MSU student community and making sure they have a positive experience. But at the end of the day, I'm doing that with my own career.
Right.
And now I'm questioning whether I'm being sufficiently compensated. Really? Wait till college is free. Yeah. You have no idea. Gee. And they're the ones generating this stuff coming out of the schools, is sure. that it should be free. Mm-hmm. Who's going to pay for that?
Yeah, somebody.
Who's going to staff
the bill
dining
shows
hall?
Up somewhere. The bill shows up.
Yep. Says about 4,000 students typically work the dining halls, but only 1,200 were employed at the end of September. Starting pay was raised from $12 to $15. And MSU is competing with local businesses for workers, they say. Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting?
Well, I'm just curious, Janet, and I don't want to say this is a reason for some of these folks coming in, but we're going to have 1 million people come into this country before the year is out over our southern border, which is not secured, and it is open, even though the administration says it's closed. That's ridiculous. That's like saying $3.5 trillion is going to cost us zero. But then you have all the Afghans that we brought in.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some of these people could take jobs. Since Americans, in some cases, don't want to work, I don't know. I mean, there has to be a solution. Before the pandemic, the jobs out there, I mean, people were advertising, we need employees, but holy cow, now we're seeing businesses close left and right, regionally and across our nation.
Ron Paul put this out, this tweet,
mm-hmm.
by creating many trillions of new dollars out of thin air, mm. the Fed set in motion an economic disaster.
Yeah.
Warnings are over. Inflation is here.
Mm-hmm.
Every excuse will be offered up as the reason for your economic pain, but don't be deceived.
Right.
The unconstitutional Fed is the reason.
Hmm.
And it's true.
He's been saying that a long time.
He has been saying that a long time, and he's been right for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean,
and now we're really seeing it.
If you ever get to see the interview he did with CNBC on his way out of Congress, it's very eye-opening and really scary.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was one of the guys shouting from the rooftop when he had an opportunity that, guys, we can't do this. We are headed towards economic collapse.
Yeah.
But nobody wants to talk about it.
Nope, nobody wants to talk about it. We're just going to bury our heads in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, well, coming up, we're going to revisit some words from our friend Sean Hannity, which
okay.
we thought was a joke at the time, but maybe not. We'll take a look at that story when we come back on the Morning Jam.
Jitterbug. 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 Jitterbug.
Wake me up before you go, go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo. Wake me up.
Start your mornings on the right foot.
And listen to the Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
It's the Morning Jam, 8:22. How you doing on this Monday?
It is Monday.
Things happening over the weekend based on our... They must have heard the show on Friday.
We
had
some.
Who is they? Those people out there that took Jim Banks, representative.
They, them.
Yeah. That took Jim Banks' Twitter account and suspended it for one line that he put in there. The title of the first female four-star officer gets taken by a man.
Mm.
That gets him.
He got in trouble.
That gets him in jail, as far as Twitter goes. Of course, we talked about it on Friday. I said you can be anything you want to be, because you know Rachel Levin went into the office being just Rachel Levin.
Right.
Health and Human Services came out the other end that day as a four-star admiral. Sworn in.
Right.
Hand on the Constitution.
Born Richard Levin.
Right.
Right.
I watched the ceremony, by the way. I watched the ceremony on tape last night where she put her hand on the Constitution. And enemies foreign and domestic. And
right.
I'm thinking, what kind of, has the Health and Human Services taken on a new role? Are we fighting Russia through the Health and Human Services? Are we taking on China through the Health and Human Services? I just wasn't aware, Janet.
Yeah. Well, and what's interesting is when they mm-hmm. are up there with their pulled back tight bun, mm-hmm. talking about how proud they are to represent women, to be the first woman as a 4-star admiral. Never served in the military. Mm-hmm. And Tucker Carlson, I said Sean Hannity, I had a moment.
That's all right.
But Tucker Carlson kind of bitingly took a look at this situation.
Just this week, the Biden administration declared that a biological man who wears a dress is now a female admiral. And then they sent that brave 4-star female admiral out to deliver a speech that read like something out of a D-Day documentary. Watch.
I am truly honored to join the ranks of men and women across this great nation who have committed to defend the United States against small and large threats, known and unknown. I am honored to serve as the first female 4-star officer of the U.S. Public Health Service Commissioned Corps.
Come on. They're daring you to sit there and not say this is ridiculous. But it is. Sorry, it is ridiculous. Sorry, not playing along. But they don't think it is. And so you have to ask yourself, how long will it be before Joe Biden appoints his horse to the Supreme Court? And when he inevitably does do that, you have to ask, how long will it be till CNN informs us this is a watershed moment for equine rights? Don't you dare laugh. That would be a hate crime.
Well, we were laughing about that line.
Yeah, on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that, you know, that's so silly.
But it's funny. It's
so
silly.
Ridiculous. Well, you know, we've had a lot of people coming into our country and mm-hmm. and being turned into instant citizens.
Right.
Well, there's a group of 100 who, well, they're descendants of hippos that were owned by the late drug lord Pablo Escobar.
Mm-hmm.
Only in America can they now be recognized as legal persons.
What?
The first time that ever that non-human creatures have been legally considered people. The U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Ohio, who can't even get the plane right for mm-hmm. the license tag,
right.
Recognized that the hippos are legal persons.
Mm-hmm.
They called it an important step in trying to save the animals, as authorities in Colombia have discussed killing them since 2009. Escobar illegally imported animals to his ranch in Colombia until his death in 1993. The animals were sent to other zoos, with the exception of 4 hippos, too difficult to move. The 4 have now multiplied over the years, and authorities are calling them invasive species. Non-humans in Colombia have the right to bring lawsuits to protect their interest. Interested parties in the country are allowing to go to federal court to obtain documents or testimony. I cannot even believe I'm reading this story.
I know.
I can't believe it. I mean, babies don't have any rights.
I know.
They can't be protected.
Mm-hmm.
That's being, you know, you're just being called.
You're denying me my rights.
I'm somehow intruding into your medical health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By saying, let's not murder the baby. Let's get you some other form of birth control.
Mm-hmm.
But we can give hippos citizenship.
Right.
Because we're concerned about the cruelty and exploitation.
Well, I know somebody's going to be pretty happy.
And their rights.
Her name is Kim, and she loves Christmas, and my wife hates this song.
Oh, Lord.
You can have a child delivered to your house because hippos are now people.
At least these are. Oh, Lord.
You didn't have to play this on cue, did you?
Yes!
Did you really? Oh, my gosh.
Not
you must
often.
Have left the studio when it was playing.
I cannot even believe you played that. I can't believe you did it. To me.
I'm sorry.
I've got like post-traumatic
stress disorder.
It's just terrible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't listen to Frosty the Snowman to this day. I may never, ever be able to hear it again. That's the most recorded, I think, Christmas song ever.
Frosty is.
I thought it would be something like, I don't know what I thought it would be.
White but Christmas or something
maybe
like that.
Yeah. I didn't think it would be Frosty, but everybody and their brother's done Frosty.
How about that?
Yeah. How about
so
that?
So hippo.
Do baby hippos have rights? More so than human babies, apparently, Randy. Hey, Randy's excited. Is it Randy or Jay?
I don't know.
Who's excited.
About what?
One of the Pokemon cards.
Oh, yeah. I think it was Randy.
Yeah.
He bought some for his kid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he says, if I find those, I'm going to be rich.
Gotcha.
Maybe so.
Mm-hmm.
It might be worth $57,000.
Yeah, really.
And somebody might pay for it with a COVID loan. So be careful about that. That could go horribly wrong.
It can.
Kimberly McBroom's going to be on the way here very shortly with some local headlines for you. It was a very busy weekend, for sure.
Yeah.
We had had a very strange incident, and she'll talk about this, in Lynchburg.
Oh, really?
Where there were shots fired.
Oh, it's like 50 shots or something?
Yeah.
Downtown.
So she'll talk about that. Coming up. Mm-hmm. And we also had several accidents. We had some fires in the area.
Danville had the fiberboard fire. Yeah.
And the second one, manufacturing plant caught on fire again.
Yeah.
Which is very strange. Yeah,
that is odd.
What is that about?
I don't know. Yeah, that's calls into question a few things. We had that 50-acre brush fire happen in Campbell County. Hey, I found something that has hip in it.
Oh, that's so much better than the hippopotamus. Yes, thank you. That cleanses the palate.
Yes, this will take us out to the news.
Okay,
it's the morning jam.
Yeah.
She's feeling better.
I am. Thanks.
Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Currently, we have 59 degrees in Lynchburg, 54 in Bedford, 58 in Amherst, 55 in Roanoke and Salem, 61 in Danville. Yeah, so we dipped back and then we went back up again.
Yeah. We're talking about, the destructive kind of fire, which is very unfortunate. We had a fire going at your place on Saturday night with the bonfire.
Carefully monitored.
Yes, carefully monitored. Although it did reach about 15-foot peak, I think at some points
beginning
went as high as 20 feet, and then it went down.
Right.
But it was funny because I told you later I got home and, certain movies that I'll just kind of pick up if they're on.
Sure.
Cast Away is one of those with Tom Hanks. He just does such a great job. And Wilson.
Which I've never seen.
You've got to see
that one.
Oh, my gosh. The emotional attachment you have to a volleyball, it's amazing. But when I turned it on, it was the part where he had made fire.
Oh,
and
yeah.
All he does is celebration.
Like it's a caveman.
Oh, my gosh. He's beating his chest. I have made fire. I have made fire. Fire. It's just hilarious.
Well, you think about it. If you're on an island.
Yeah.
And you don't have anything to make a fire,
that'd be
a proud moment.
Yeah,
I would think.
No doubt about it.
Some local headlines this morning. This is a sad one out of the Farmville area where they lost a 20-year-old motorcyclist, Todd Schenbeck of Farmville. He was in a motorcycle crash on Route 460. The incident happened around 6:45, less than a mile west of Aspen Road. And he was on his Harley Davidson and crashed into a Chevy Silverado. Mm. And it's just a sad story. Watch out for our motorcyclists. Because it's, it doesn't end well usually.
Yeah. Yeah. Watch out. I'm being a former rider, don't ride anymore, but you constantly are looking around, making sure, because you are a small object out there. That's why they require you to have the headlights on in hopes that will make a difference.
It's just so easy to get lost, get to miss. It's just small.
Yeah.
So that and bicyclist as well.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. So Christmas cheer begins. That's down in the Martinsville area. Begins accepting applications. A pretty big deal for those guys down there. Henry County families, they've been helping them since 1951, providing toys to children 10 and under. Cheer also provides households with a large box of food and a blanket. The fundraising goal for Christmas Cheer for them this year is $45,000. Donations can be mailed to P.O. Box 540 Martinsville, and the zip is 24114. Or you can drop it off over at the cheer office if you happen to be. We're going to be in Martinsville, as a matter of fact, a week from Saturday at the NASCAR race, or a week from Sunday. Yeah, a week from Sunday. I'll be at a football game on Saturday. It's going to be a busy weekend next
weekend. Are. You're a busy fella.
They're located at 10 Liberty Street, just two down doors down from the Grace Network.
Well, Civil War history has been casting a long shadow in Virginia, which is the birthplace of many of the Confederate generals, and the scene of surrender. And now we're kind of at a crossroads here, as they're wanting to, we've been taking down the statues. Now they're wanting to rename military bases in and around Blackstone, about 50 miles southwest of Richmond. There's Fort Pickett, and some are very troubled by Congress requiring the Pickett name to be dropped as a part of a wider scrubbing of military base names that commemorate the Confederacy or honor officers who fought for it. In all, the names of at least 9 Army bases in 6 states are set to be changed. So it's very interesting. Fort Pickett's namesake is Major General George E. Pickett, best remembered for a failed Confederate assault at Gettysburg, known as Pickett's Charge. He was a Virginia native, West Point graduate, who resigned his U.S. Army officer commission shortly after the outbreak of the Civil War.
Boy, oh,
Congress easily agreed to compel the name changes. I don't know. It's just, I mean, some people are saying that the Confederacy doesn't deserve to be commemorated in this way. I don't get it. Why?
I don't know either. It just makes you wonder the things that we pick to get all exercised about, and I mean we as the country as a whole, certain individuals.
But this is what bothers me. If you really look at the stories of the Confederacy, if you look at the stories of the Revolutionary War, there were many people who thought that, well, they were traitors. I mean, they rebelled against leadership. Now, ended up on the right side of history, for sure. But I'm sure if you asked England, they wouldn't think that Revolutionary War heroes should be acknowledged. It's just, but nobody even bothers to understand that there was brother pitted against brother, that there were people who had to make a decision. You know, my brothers, my family are going to war. Am I going to fight against them? Am I going to go against my state? Am I going to go against? But they don't want to think it. They think it's it was purely a black and white issue. There was so much more to it than that. And we are dumbing ourselves down.
Can you imagine if the
to not even have that conversation?
If we would have had social media during Civil War, any war for that matter, really, just the misinformation and the logjam that would have taken place of so much information out there, take you forever to sort it out. It's
now when Trump was weighing in on this, he said that renaming these areas disrespects those people who trained at those bases. Who served on those ships, who did, you know. I mean, could you, honestly, I'm being very serious here. Did you know Fort Pickett was named after a Confederate?
I did not.
Of course you didn't.
Did not.
Of course you didn't. Do you think most people, black or white, knew that Fort Pickett was named after a Confederate general?
I doubt it.
Doubt it. Lee, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But even that, I mean, everybody agrees he was a military genius,
mm-hmm.
and even had the respect of his counterparts on the, you know. Yep.
Well, and I just think it's, I think it's interesting of all these other people who, yeah, Randy, I know Pickett's charge. I'm not that up on my Confederate history. Mm-hmm. And I know that had to do with Gettysburg, but I don't know that even knowing that, I would have connected it
right.
to that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of different names out there.
Right.
But I also wonder, are we going to go through and check every union and make sure that they never owned a slave?
Right. We're going to surgically remove all these people.
Yeah. It's just crazy.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense. Nope. So I have a story here.
Okay. Hopefully
it's an upbeat. It's about pets.
Oh, good.
Subaru Loves Pets adoption event in Roanoke.
Yes.
Helps special needs pets find a forever home. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. You know, Subaru, I love their commercials. I just think they're very well done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the Subaru that has the golden retriever driving it, you know, down the road.
Where they want them to honk the horn. Is that Subaru?
The truck driver.
Oh,
they want. Yeah, and the truck driver is a bulldog, I think.
I'm so
how
occupied by the right. by the dogs that I completely missed it. That probably wasn't their goal.
Right.
But when your commercial is so great, I don't even know what you're advertising.
Yeah.
But your dogs are cute.
Yeah. So Roanoke Valley, SPCA, working in tandem. They get these amazing pets, which have some special needs at home, because, you know, I just love loving on pets.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, both of us have pets we've rescued, and there's nothing like being able to rescue a pet. Okay, we have Ruth Ann on line one. We want to get to her because we need to do our five and down, but mm-hmm. five and dine, but we want to talk to her first. Good morning.
I'll try to talk real fast.
Oh, don't
no, you're good.
I did not shower last night. My dogs are just all over me today. I haven't been able to get up. Pooh Bear is lying rest right now. Say hi to Rose and Mark.
Hello, Pooh Bear. I love that dog.
Yeah.
I had so much fun yesterday.
Yeah?
You both, my happiness come out. Thank you so much.
Oh.
I'm happy.
Oh,
good for you. You got to...
That was the first bonfire that I've gone to in my life.
Wow.
And it was over 30 years that I had my first drink yesterday.
Oh.
Wow.
It was good. So it was sangria with apples in it.
Yeah, it was a fall. My God. Fall sangria, yeah.
Uh-huh. That was delicious. Thank you. It was so warming.
Well, I'm glad you came.
Thank you.
Oh, you're
I appreciate y'all so much.
Well, we appreciate you.
I took pictures. I've already sent some to Mark Eye Candy already.
Oh, mm-hmm. So the other Mark's got the pictures. I'm wondering where mine are.
I'm going to send them to you. I'm going to send them to Rose also. But I didn't want to forget to send them to Mark because he's in just about every one of them.
Oh,
well, he calls you his girlfriend. He asked me when his girlfriend was coming on Saturday, and I was like, "All right, you need to be careful now." Oh, that's funny.
Again, and it was wonderful meeting new friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always
it's good. It's good to meet new friends. People, you need to get out and meet people again because it brings happiness into you. When you stay inside so much and don't interact with new friends or your old friends, then something goes away in your heart.
Yeah, I agree.
I got my happiness back. Thank you again.
We love you. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Love you, kid.
Randy says, Mark, get your fiddle because you're playing second today.
Oh, I am playing second, and I don't mind playing second. So I'm just glad Ruth Ann, you know, she took a picture of my wife and your daughter,
mm-hmm.
and she said, "Look at this." And so I showed it to both, you know, Bailey and Kara, and she was just Ruth Ann was taking pictures of everybody.
Yeah,
but apparently she managed to work your husband into every photo. Well, it's like he photobombed, but no, she made sure the camera angle is just right.
He photographs well.
She even catch his little tushy in there somewhere. Well, I don't know if it's little or not. I really haven't measured it, but Janet's going, no, it's not.
Can a guy have a Brazilian butt? Maybe.
Nope. Oh my gosh.
It's time for Janet's 5 and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
He works out all the time because I feed him so well. That's the thing.
That's true.
5 and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They're on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg, cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day. Their prices are terrific. And go by and see Todd and the crew today and thank them for helping us bring you 5 and Dine. You can always get a nice pork tenderloin over there. You're going to need that for today's recipe. This is a tender pork marsala, and it's delicious. You're going to start by marinating a small pork tenderloin, anywhere from 1.5 to 3 pounds, depending on how many people you're serving. I put it in with some cloves and olive oil and herbs de Providence. If you don't have that, you can look up online how to probably use things you already have and make that. You want to marinate it at least an hour overnight if you can, and get rid of that marinade before you start cooking. When you've marinated everything, cut the tenderloins into 2-inch thick medallions, flatten them out with the back of your hand, and season with salt and pepper. Then you're going to brown them in a saute pan over fairly high heat in an olive oil and butter mixture. And once you get them browned beautifully on both sides, put them onto a plate and tint them with aluminum foil while you finish making the rest of the magic. Use that same pan, put in some more butter, and add in your shallots. Cook those for about a minute. Now use shallots and not onions. It's not the same flavor if you don't. So you're going to a couple of shallots that you've diced up, and you're going to stir those in and allow them to cook for just a little bit. Then put your garlic in, deglaze your pan, add in some mushrooms, make sure you get those nice and browned, and continue to cook until your liquid has almost completely evaporated. Then you're going to sprinkle some flour and allow that to make a roux, adding your Marsala wine, and let that cook down. Then your chicken broth, let that cook down, and then a little bit of cream, not much, but a little bit at the end, and some parsley. Return the pork back to the pan and just flip it over, warming it up. Serve it over pasta. If I were feeding it to Mark Lamb, I would probably serve it over pasta. If I was serving it to my Mark, mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And then put you a little salad on the side, dinner served. Find the recipe by going to Facebook, type in Janet's 5 and Dine. You'll find that recipe and all the recipes that we share, brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, get those fall menus ready with beef short ribs, $7.99 a pound, while supplies last. Fresh cabbage is 59 cents a pound. Save on bone-in assorted pork chops, $1.79. Hereford corned beef is $3.99 for a 12-ounce package. Fritos and Cheetos are 2 for $6. Save on Dole bananas, 49 cents. And Smithfield smoked sausage and kielbasa is 2 for $7. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
You found the right choice. It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam.
Boogie fever. Got to boogie down. Boogie fever. I think it's going around.
It is going around and around and around.
I was driving a little too fast.
Oh, you heard that song this morning?
I still had the station up from Saturday
night. Weekend?
Yeah.
Is that a Pandora station?
No, it's Spotify.
Oh, Spotify, okay.
It was like the 70s dance party or mm-hmm. something was on one of them.
Right.
And so I was going to flip it over to a podcast, and I'm like, no, I'm not. I love that song. It makes me happy.
Yep.
Yes, it does. Well, we've got a lot coming up this week. We hope you're going to join us each morning as we have some special guests in. Of course, don't forget, we have Dr. Kathy. She was back today.
Yeah, she was.
If you weren't able to hear her, you could go on our SoundCloud and catch that. She was talking about sciatica.
Yeah.
This morning,
mm-hmm.
which is a real problem for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And she did a good job at kind of explaining that.
Yeah, she did
us.
Good. Mm-hmm. Go to our SoundCloud page by typing in The Morning Jam on VTRN. The Morning Jam on VTRN. We always separate out the interviews. Janet's Five and Dine. And here lately, because Salty's been very interesting, we've even separated the Salty calls out.
Well, I have to tell you, I think the fishing call,
yeah,
the fishing scam that he called him,
geez.
That was one of my favorites.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie about that one. That was
so
pretty good.
That's on our Friday show. You just type The Morning Jam on VTRN and then start typing in the date. And then you'll see it pop up in the playlist. And Dr. Kathy's, of course, you can start typing that in and just put in Dr. Kathy and all of her interviews will pop up as well.
So Halloween's coming up.
It is.
A new study done by All Home Connections went through hundreds of costumes to find which ones each state is searching for the most.
Okay.
The study found that Ohio and Indiana residents searched for which costumes the most in 2021.
Okay.
Kentuckians looked up zombies.
It's popular to be a zombie right now.
Apparently.
Just saying.
We've got a whole country full. Other things that we've learned this year was a larger variety of costumes mm-hmm. than 2020.
Right.
With 20 completely different costumes searched across the nation compared to last year's 12. Last year, costumes with face coverings prevailed. Spider-Man was the most popular in mm-hmm. 8 states.
Okay.
Proving that movies released on streaming platforms still make its mark. Superhero icons like Black Widow and Wonder Woman mm-hmm. made the map for 2021.
Okay.
How much less do you think Americans spent on Halloween candy in 2020 than 2019?
How much less?
Because people weren't out as much.
Do you want me to give you a percentage? Is that what we're talking about? Are you looking for a dollar amount?
I'm looking at a dollar amount.
Oh, boy.
I'm
going to say a half a billion.
Half a billion?
Yeah.
Well, 800,000.
Oh, we're not spending enough on candy.
$800,000 mm-hmm. less was spent on Halloween candy.
Half a billion's a little crazy.
I'll bet you the candy people were not happy.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if we're getting like leftover Halloween candy.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, with some of the Halloween candy, you can't tell. Candy corn, how would you know if that was 20 years old or not?
That's nothing but a preservative, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. Most popular Halloween costume in Virginia was
Terry,
a rabbit.
A rabbit?
A rabbit.
I wonder why.
I don't know. Witches are very popular. Dinosaurs are very popular. Yeah, okay. lots of witches. Star Wars, as you get up closer to the top.
Right.
Dragons and dinosaurs.
Okay.
Hmm.
I wonder if Brandon's going to be a...
Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, let's go, Brandon.
You might be surprised. Yeah. Of the over 140 Americans who celebrate Halloween each year...
Right.
Many spend over $90.
Really?
On their
costumes. Just like on costumes, okay. All right.
Which is interesting because if you're thinking about adult costumes, the way the trend is going, there's not a lot of fabric there. Why are you spending so much?
I want to know the difference between, maybe we can look this up.
Can you just go out in your underwear and put on like a witch's hat?
Or something.
That's what they're doing.
The money spent on candy for Halloween versus
Easter.
Hmm. Yeah.
I'll bet you more.
A lot of chocolate gets bought for Easter and then jelly beans.
Well, I'll tell you, when I give out Halloween candy, I give out the good stuff, not the cheap stuff.
So if you had any of those little chicks left from, Easter, you can give them away at Halloween.
Ugh.
Little marshmallows.
Peeps are the candy corn of Easter.
Make
all
today
I have to
awesome.
Say about that.
Make today awesome. We'll do it again tomorrow. Thanks for joining us on this Monday Morning Jam.